Joining me live right now remotely is Representative Andrew Byron from House District 22, previewing the upcoming legislative session, which begins next week. Representative, good morning. How are you today?
Great, Duke. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate your time. Of course, House District 22, for our listeners, that's Northern Star Valley, Southern Teton County. Let's begin with, I think, what you've been up to leading into the session that begins next week. You, of course, chair the House Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources Committee. So, Representative, maybe give us an update on what you've been up to heading into the session with that committee.
Well, thanks, Duke. Yeah, I did get appointed chair for the TRW committee, which is certainly an honor in my sophomore year down at the State House, and that has kept me quite busy since they announced that about a month ago. So, you know, a lot of calls with my new committee members. We have a fairly new committee. All our freshmen except one other serving member. So a lot of catching up with them and just getting them up to speed on the TRW bills that passed out of the interim committee. And then also kind of getting to know the new director at the Wyoming Game and Fish, Director Bruce, and just working on all things related to travel, recreation, wildlife. You know, the travel and recreation industry is the number two industry in the state, so certainly affects us in Western Wyoming, Lincoln County and Teton County. So I'm going to dive into that as we get down there and get to work. Excited about it.
Excellent. Any specific bills that have come out of committee that you're looking forward to in the next week when the session begins?
Yeah, our TRW committee passed four or five bills that are going to come through the House side. You know, a number of bills that that are looking at different wildlife issues. Certainly the controversial one is just the incident that happened over the mountains from Star Valley over in Sublette County with the wolf. So we have a bill coming about that, and it's probably going to require a little bit more work. And then, you know, I think it's really important to continue to analyze and support Game and Fish and other conservation organizations and dealing with the loss of the mule deer herd there 2 years ago with that bad winter and the antelope. So I think that's really where my priorities are heading into session when it comes in as it relates to TRW.
Representative Andrew Byron this morning, House District 22 with the legislative preview. Representative, what other items do you feel are going to be the biggest importance and maybe spent the most time on this session by the legislature?
Well, the big unknown right now, Duke, is the supplementary budget. So we're going into what we kind of classify as a non-budget year, yet we still, you know, because of our budget cycle, we still need to, they still traditionally run a supplemental budget just to move money around for appropriate agencies. And the big one there for me personally as a firefighter down here in Hoback and a big supporter of first responders and firefighters and witnessing what's happened over in California right now is supporting the wildland response statewide. We have really unique wildland response, and most of it is handled initially by the volunteers, the community members that you and I live next to. So that fund got depleted greatly between that bad fire over by Sheridan and then that fire bit up by Togedie that burned kind of late into the fall. So we need to continue to support that first response effort and more importantly, get that fund back built up. It got fully drained, and you know, we do a lot of our initial firefighting is done by state agencies, unlike other states, which have, you know, big federal partners that come in quickly. And we're very lucky to have federal partners that get to the scene pretty quickly and take over some of these big incidents. But this is expensive stuff to deal with. So, you know, I'm in Western Wyoming. We are, as you know, looking in the hills. There's we have a lot of burnable acres, and we've done a great job through the Wyoming Range and up here defending fires, but we need to continue to support that first response. So that's kind of a big priority of mine. And then, I mean, something you and I have talked about multiple times and my good senator down there and former representatives, and it's that taxes, that property taxes. You know, we've implemented a number of things. I think more importantly and really a great one is that 4% cap that's been in place now on your appreciation, and that's going to change a little bit as it was intended second year. And then you guys have a great treasurer down there in Jerry Greenfield, and he hosted a listening session to try to educate there at the Civic Center in Alpine, educate folks on what's going on as it relates to the refund programs. And then the one big one that just got just started the first of the year, January 1st, 2025, you still need to run in and get your affidavit signed. But if you're over 65 and you've paid for 25 years, you get a 50% reduction, 25 years in the state as a taxpayer, 50% reduction in your property taxes. So that was a bill came out of Revenue Committee, which I used to be on, and is a really good bill. And that does sunset in 2 years. So I personally am running a bill that basically strikes that sunset clause eliminates it. So that'll be a good one to shepherd through. And that's kind of the heavy hitters for me right now.
You know, you mentioned all those bills and they have been able to help some people. The big one that was passed last year by the legislature was the 25% cut across the board. And then of course that was vetoed by the governor. Do you see a similar bill like that? The one that's just a big across the board 25% cut coming back?
Well, you know, we get down there on Monday, and I think we have some stuff to do on Monday, some ceremonial stuff, some traditions, and then as well Tuesday morning. I think Tuesday afternoon, Duke, we're going to be hearing that bill. I'm giggling a little bit because that's not exactly how it works. It has to get sent out to a committee and then brought back in. But yes, that was formerly Senate File 54, and that offers a 25%. Relief on a certain percentage of your home's value. So it's not a straight 25% as it was previously written. But yeah, that bill is coming back. We did pass that bill right back out of revenue. So it's already in the hopper. I'm no longer on the revenue committee, but I do think that is an accurate statement. I see that bill coming back very quickly. It is certainly part of House leadership's goal in the first couple weeks of session to get that through. So I'll be supportive of that. You know, that these are tough, Duke, because every time we do something with taxes and property taxes, that comes with some budget shortfalls. So that does have a backfill, which is important to me, and it had a backfill in it. When we passed it out, over $200 million when we passed it out of the body, both bodies last year. So it's still in place. I think it's an important bill for the people of Lincoln and Teton counties and all of Wyoming, and I'm excited to support that bill.
Representative Andrew Byron this morning. Legislature convenes next week. Representative, thanks for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you?
Duke, no, I appreciate it. Thanks thanks for hosting these sessions, and I look forward to catching up with you guys in a few weeks when we're down in Cheyenne.
All right, sounds good. That's House District 22 Representative Andrew Byron, and on a weekly basis, we'll begin touching base with local lawmakers, including representatives and senators, here on the Weekday Wake Up.